Welcome back to the program. You're hearing the live Sunday edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website. And, hey, we have a bulletin board system, which is kind of like a forum. I guess it's a throwback to the old days of the Internet. And you can find that at bbs.freetalklive.com. Beware, some adult material on there, in case it's not for the faint of heart.
It is an adult BBS.
Indeed. So if that's your thing, then go to freetalklive.com. I keep wanting to say BBW, which is like a
big beautiful woman.
Yes, abbreviation for big beautiful woman. Let's go. Oh, by the way, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. 855-450-3733. Call in and bring up anything that's on your mind.
What dress size differentiates a big beautiful woman from just a beautiful woman?
I think it's a self-identified title, you know.
Yeah, I don't think a size 2 is running around calling themselves BBW, though, right? I mean,
probably
obviously,
not.
It would seem like you would have to be big in order to claim yourself to be a big, beautiful woman. I'm just wondering what, you know, what's the differentiation?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought.
How would you know, right?
Well, I used to be quite overweight, and I never considered myself a BBW.
Were you an adult at that time?
No, I was a teenager.
So, full size, full height?
Yeah, full height.
So how overweight were you?
5'7" okay. And 210 pounds.
That's good size, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I think I was a size 14 or 16, something
oh, really?
Like that. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I would have thought it was
sizes drift over remember. Time though, that's the thing. In women's clothes is different than anyway. I think the whole BBW thing is just a way to maybe expand the definition of beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's not just one way to that's acceptable to look, right?
And, sure.
You know, I think health is important, too, but not everybody has to be thin as a rail to be beautiful, right?
Indeed.
Okay. Let's go to the phones and talk to Vince in Indianapolis. And Vince, are you with us? Vince?
Vince going once.
Vince in Indianapolis.
Vince going twice.
Let's put Vince back on hold, but that's okay, because we have another call on the line from Jay in Massachusetts.
We'll find out whether this is our problem or Vince's problem here in just one second.
Jay, are you with us?
I am with you.
Welcome to the show. It sounds like Jay Noon.
It is.
Hi. Yeah, good to hear from you.
I listen to you guys pretty much every night. I catch a live one on XM Radio Sunday night.
Okay.
But anyways, you said to call in about people driving without registration.
Yeah.
And in Massachusetts, I know of at least, I noticed four, but it's at least 7 people I know that do it every single day. They make up their own license plates, and the license plate says sui juris on it. In fact, one of my friends...
What does sui juris mean?
I just know that fish off the top of my head. Sui juris, look it up in a Black's Law Dictionary, but it's something about basically free man or a man that's free or a sovereign man or something.
Okay.
Or one of the sovereign men or something. But it's a law term, a legalese term.
Yeah, it indicates legal competence.
Okay.
Legal competence. But the idea is, you know, these people are ones that they assume full liability for everything they do. And I had a conversation with this with a cop the other day, because I don't have a license. But the only driving I do is the driving of nails and fence posts. I exercise my right to travel, because all words, as it pertains to law, have a very specific meaning.
That much is true.
The meaning of driving, in a commercial sense, in a legal sense, is transporting products for hire on a public roadway. And, well, that's not what I'm doing. And I'm just traveling, exercising a right to travel. That the police officer's sworn a right to uphold. But these cops, also what they're doing is they're a private contractor for the Registry of Motor Vehicles, and they're contracted to collect bankruptcy debt and enforce statutory law.
Who's bankrupt?
New York. Well, who's bankrupt? The corporate United States.
I wouldn't.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
It's hard to argue that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jay, this is interesting. We've heard this before several times on Free Talk Live.
This seems a little different.
I mean, I feel just concerned that, like, if I'm driving down the road and I don't have the papers, they're going to just do whatever they want to me anyway. Like, I don't really have confidence that they're going to even follow their own rules, even if they're stated. What do you think
about that? I'll set a perfect example for you.
Okay.
The Mafia controls everything. There's 10 restaurants in town, and each restaurant must pay its protection fee. And if you're one restaurant that doesn't pay its protection fee, the Mafia comes to collect your protection fee, you tell them to go, you know what, themselves, kick them out of your restaurant, there's a good chance your restaurant's going to get firebombed the next day.
Yeah.
But if 6 or 7 restaurants do it, or maybe 3 stand up as a resistance, they're not going to firebomb 3 of them or 4 of them. Just to put it in perspective. In Palmer District Court, I last Friday beat 2 charges because here the registry of motor vehicles has got me operating after suspension. And first off, I'm not afraid of them. And second off, these statutory laws, there's Supreme Court ruling, there's case law, several feet thick that back this all up. The statutes that they're using, the Motor Vehicle Code, only apply to government employees while conducting government business. Actually, let me rephrase that. Government agents, officers, or employees while acting under such capacity, not to private people. And I don't care if you have a driver's license or not have a driver's license or whatever.
So, Jay,
you do have a driver's license.
What did this cop say? You were talking to him, and I get the feeling the police don't have any concept of what this whole, you know, driving, you know, juris sui juris thing is at all. I wouldn't imagine they know anything about that stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what they said before the RMV did this, put this revoked for immediate threat thing on my so-called driver's license that I've never even had. It was not a problem at all. Several times I get pulled over, and they would say, I would tell them, listen, I'm exercising a right to travel. And you've sworn an oath to uphold that. And the Supreme Court had stated several times, and I'll even offer to show them a piece of paper that has several rulings. Chicago, City of Chicago versus Chicago Motor Coach, for example, is one of them. And there's a whole bunch of them, Hale versus Stankle, which doesn't really have
to do with
driving, but
have you gone? Did you say that you have not yet gone to court on this? You're going to be appearing this week or something?
No, in the past year, I've gotten 9 charges operating after suspension because when my license plates show up, it's a red flag and they come pull me over.
Okay.
I've got 1 left. I've got them all dismissed. It's really not a big deal.
Oh, so they've all been dismissed. So that's really fascinating. I think a lot of people are interested to hear about that.
And it's excellent education. But before that happened, the cops, I would explain to them very politely and show them documentation, and I would explain to them that I don't work for government, I'm not a statutory person, I'm not taxable, I haven't injured anybody, and are they there as a police officer under constitutional powers, or are they there as a private contractor for a registry of motor vehicle? And most of the time, they just walk back to their car.
Just shaking their heads.
You're nuts. Go get a license. I don't want to see you here anymore. Now, I know about 25 people that are very close to me. Several of them have never, ever had a license. They travel to have other people put their cars on the road. They get pulled over. Basically the same thing. Now that they've got me labeled as an immediate threat, which that was all, I'm actually assembling a Title 42 style lawsuit against the Massachusetts RMV now. And I'm going to really make it a point to straighten them out. And the local cops have a pretty good understanding because I went and visited the chief of police in 2 towns so far, Munson and Palmer. And I explained to them, this is, you're either a revenue collector for the registry of motor vehicles, and when you're using your policing powers to do that revenue collection, you're using color of law, you're impersonating a police officer. And I explained it to them. And ever since I explained this stuff to them, they just don't even look at me anymore. I go right by them.
That's a great story, Jay. Thank you for filling us in. And this is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's interesting stuff.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Aberin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Aberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Aberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Aberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.97.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.39.81, $8.69.91 for a half ounce, or $4.34.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.39.81, $8.69.91, and $4.34.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the Sunday Show. It's Stephanie.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you tonight, and we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line.
Get your Mises Pieces at gold.freetalklive.com.
Ooh, Mises Pieces.
That's right. So if you're a fan of Ludwig von Mises, you can go get a silver piece with his visage right there in mint condition right on the front of it. And all kinds of other gold and silver bullion is available to you at gold.freetalklive.com. In the case of the Ludwig von Mises piece, it is a silver piece. But there's all kinds of gold and silver there for the purchasing. If you want to have gold and silver in your hands, there's no place that you can trust more than our sponsors, Mises. You keep on Midas Institute, Mises and Midas. I'm getting confused. Midas Resources. They own the Genesis Communications Network, who is our syndicate, and we've been working them for years, 10, 8 years, something like that. I've gotten lots of my precious metals from them, and you can too. It's gold.freetalklive.com. If you prefer to call them, there's a telephone number there too. It's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, Mark, let's go to the phones and try again with Vince in Indiana. Vince?
Hello, Stephanie and Mark. How are you this evening?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, welcome. We couldn't hear you last time, but now you sound great.
Yeah, the guy came back on, so he forgot to switch it on.
Oops.
But I wanted to ask your opinion, because I heard this, I don't know if I should mention the guy's, the radio talk show guy.
That's fine.
If
you want to.
Yeah, Glenn Beck calls what they're doing with this stuff that happened in Connecticut there. I mean, it's a tragedy, and I understand that, but
yeah.
I've heard this talk about in law school, you know, where they're wanting to collectively punish everybody.
What do you mean collectively punish?
Well, requiring more stringent background checks, requiring, a statement of mental, where your mental state is not questioned.
Well, that's funny, because the alleged killer didn't have those guns legally. They belonged to his mother.
He had it legally in the sense that they were his mother's, but he attempted to purchase a gun earlier that week and was disallowed.
Right, because he was under 21.
Whatever the reason was, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So whatever the gun control systems that were in place worked, he wasn't able to purchase a gun.
But he got his hands on them somehow.
Right. Yeah. Now, somebody who thought it was a good idea, I don't know how mentally unbalanced he was, and whether it was these SSRIs, which seemed, what are those selective?
Yeah, SSRIs is selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
They seem to have, there's a lot of suicide and homicide that are, that circle these things.
Especially in young people.
I'm very concerned about that aspect and people, but there do seem to be a lot of people advocating both sides of this, that we need more guns, we need fewer guns around this issue. And I think that this issue is about drugs and crazy. Is what I think it's about.
I think it's a lot about drugs and crazy. And why do people go crazy? What happened to him?
Yeah, what happened to him? Who knows? Well, I mean, I don't know if it's, maybe it's chemical or whatever it is, but I don't think this is a good reason to keep guns away from people, nor do I think it's necessarily a good reason to go shoving guns in uneducated people's hands either.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
What do you think, Vince?
I don't think it's a good idea for people that don't know how to use guns. I mean, I always believe in gun safety. I own guns, I use them appropriately, when needed. I mean, if you're on a point, you better be ready to shoot.
In that circumstance, if somebody had been ready to shoot, then maybe they would have taken care of it, or maybe there would have been another set of bullets flying. I don't know. It's difficult to know who's going to be able to do what. There have been some kind of studies done, and then when there are people who are armed around, apparently there are fewer people killed because they're able to take the person out for whatever reason. But
there was actually
there's always going to be mistakes with handguns.
Did you hear about this shooting in a mall in I want to say it was Oregon? Mm-hmm. I was just appearing on another show before this, and we talked about this article. There was a guy who went to a mall and he shot, I think, two people. And there was apparently a guy in the mall who was carrying concealed a mm-hmm. weapon, and he pointed the weapon at the shooter, and the shooter took off and then later shot himself and didn't kill anybody else. So effectively, this person was stopped by an armed person.
Yep.
Now, do I think that represents every situation? No. I mean, it's just as easy that something could go wrong in a crime, or it's kind of impossible to predict. But I can tell you that having a bunch of kids at a school, I mean, the schools are getting worse and worse in many regards, but the school shootings is just another sort of one aspect of that. I wouldn't, if I had a kid, I would not want to send them to a school.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about what concerns me is guns in the hands of people who are uneducated and disinterested in being educated. That concerns me. Guns in the hands of people who, you know, the sometimes older guns, they don't have the safety mechanisms that newer guns have. Newer guns have a lot of safety mechanisms on them, and I don't know whether those are government mandated or whether those were things that gun manufacturers came out with because people like me have concerns in that area. But I would think that a newer, higher-end handgun, it would be more difficult for that thing to go off just sort of accidentally. Things can always happen.
There's I'm concerned about people who have no accountability having guns, and that includes the police and the military, you know, and I think there are a lot. Did Vince, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we heard a funny noise. Okay.
Oh, no.
Glad you're still with us. But, yeah, I mean, It seems like a situation if, like, for instance, teachers were to have guns. They are government employees with guns. That doesn't seem much different than police to me. And they, you know.
What if they say the student, they felt threatened by the student?
Yeah, exactly. I could envision that happening for sure. And so I just don't know if I see a solution in that department except to, A, look at the root causes of what happens in these situations when people, quote, go crazy, and B, really examine the schools, which have not changed in hundreds of years, are really just there to drone out obedient, you know, workers and serfs, you know. So, I don't know. Vince, any final thoughts?
No, I just wanted to say, though, that I've heard this, you know, the people talk about collective punishment on people who want to buy guns, who are very sane and very knowledgeable about guns. I mean, but I'm not so sure we need a system, you know, these gun-free zones. And, you know, that school was a gun-free zone.
Yeah.
How'd they get a gun in there?
Thanks for the call, yeah. Vince. I mean, punishing, I think people want to punish someone.
Yeah, they want to see some kind of change. And I think it's, you know, it would might be interesting if they remove the gun-free zone mandate and just let teachers do whatever teachers were going to do. Don't assign them guns. Don't tell them. Don't have any rules about it really at all. Just say that, you know, if you have a permit to concealed carry in the state of Connecticut or whatever it is, maybe just removing the gun-free zone aspect of it, you know, and allowing more freedom in that way. Maybe that would do it. I don't know.
The shooter certainly didn't listen to the gun-free zone.
Certainly
thing,
not.
So. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 is our number. You know, you can call in if you have some thoughts on the recent tragic events that happened in Connecticut or anything else that's on your mind. Still got to get to these Seattle anarchists, too. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
Sick Mark. We hope he feels better.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Our website is freetalklive.com. If you visit the subdomain listen.freetalklive.com, you will get easy access to all kinds of different ways to get the show into your ears, including our live streams, the radio stations we're affiliated with, the satellite, the webcam, and even the listen lines, where you can call a phone number and hear Free Talk Live. And, of course, if you just want to bring up the streams, the internet streams, really quickly on your mobile phone, then visit m.freetalklive.com. Apparently, it's optimized just for that.
There you go.
So, all right, Mark, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. That's 855-450-3733. Got an opinion about guns or anything else that's on your mind? I'd still like to talk about these Seattle anarchists, too. We've been kind of following the story on Free Talk Live. But first, we've got a couple more phone calls to take. Bruce is listening in Indiana. Bruce, are you with us?
Yes, Stephanie and Mark. Hi again.
Hi.
I talked with you last week about the shooting in Indiana.
Yeah, and I remember this. You said you witnessed you knew about a sheriff who shot a mentally challenged man, right?
Yeah, there were a couple of sheriff's deputies. I wasn't going to go into that again. What I was going to do is, at the end of that call, and I didn't hear it until I went back on the podcast, and by the way, I shared that with somebody, like we're supposed to, like you said.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Yeah, I want to be part of the team here. But anyway, at the end of that, and I didn't know it because I hung up, wondered if I was a former member of law enforcement or something, and I can tell you that I'm not.
I don't know
what that. I just solved that mystery. That's all. That's why I want to make that comment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think I had wondered if you were. It just, I don't know. I guess from the sound of your voice or something. I'm terrible. I have bad cop dar.
No, I'm just like, tell. I'm no nonsense in my approach. I kind of stick with the facts and all. Maybe that sounds a little bit, like law enforcement. But no, I'm not. I've never been involved. Never even been to jail in my life one night. So anyway, one quick comment, and believe me, I'm not trying to. There's no way in heck I'd want to make light of the what happened in Connecticut. What I want to say is these shooters, these incidents, like the guy in Arizona, the guy in Aurora.
Yeah.
The Virginia Tech shooter and this last fellow, there seems to be a pattern here. These are 20-something men who really their sociability skills they're just not there. And they're loners and they keep to themselves.
And they both have powerful dads. That was another common thing.
But I'm not, again, understand me here. I'm no fool. I'm not trying to be funny. Believe me. What about, you know, I remember when I was in my 20s, and the hormones are raging, and you're all over the place, you know. And these guys seem to have a lot of built-in anger, like they don't have a release. And, you know, sometimes I think maybe if these guys would just get some female companionship, someone that they could, you know, get close to.
I'm sure they would if they could, but they...
Well, supposedly the Adam Lanza had a girlfriend who is now missing. Yeah, that's what I've read. I don't know if it's true. What's that,
Bruce? I'm not trying to oversimplify, but, you know, I mean, I look at these guys, and you look at their expressions and the way they're described. It's just like they've never, you know, gotten, you know what, they've never had an experience. And, you know, that stuff builds up inside of you, and who knows what the...
Well, I talked to a rather respected professor who taught, I guess, whatever the courses were that you needed to be a psychotherapist or something like that.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't go on the record with me, but he did say that, you know, his contention, and he can't back it up because, you know, I guess these guys have to do science, was you'd see a precipitous drop in violent crime if you would legalize prostitution. And that was his claim, and I don't doubt it. I mean, I do think that there's something.
There are actual peer-reviewed studies, totally, you know, valid, that are out there saying that there is an inverse correlation between basically touch that kids experience, mm-hmm. like affection, hugs, and stuff like that, and violence later on in life. And so when people are abused and neglected as children and lack that touch, not only do they not develop and not become as intelligent, but they also are more likely to be violent when they get older. So, yeah, sure.
And
although
so
it's the problem.
I'm not crazy. There is something to that.
mm-hmm. Absolutely. The problem, though, Bruce, is like, I mean, who, you know, I guess we could say who would want to love a murderer or whatever, but like, no, you know, we can't just say like, okay, this person needs some love, so somebody has to give it to them, right? We can't force anybody to be their girlfriend, right?
But if you legalize prostitution, they can buy it.
What I'm saying is, look, the people in these guys' lives, look, if you have to pay to get them hooked up with somebody just for the companionship. You think I'm trying to be funny, but I think it is
funny, but I don't think you're trying to be funny. I get where you're coming from.
No. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Yeah.
I think
do you think a prostitute would work? Like, would that be effective at making them feel calmer, peaceful?
I think that it couldn't hurt. I think it couldn't hurt. That's what
love
I'm willing to say.
Love is a drug, just like Prozac.
Well, you know, I mean, the prostitutes create a world. I mean, they're actresses among in actors among other things, and you know, there's a relationship there, whatever that relationship's like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if it's the physical release of orgasm
doesn't hurt.
That makes one peaceful, or is it the feelings of genuine connection with another person? I'm not sure.
I think that all that stuff goes together. I think that you know, sex is the cornerstone of a good relationship, and if it's happening in a sort of a paid situation, you know, I mean, people develop feelings for other folks.
All right, well, let's go to James. He's listening in California. James, are you with us? James.
James, you're on Free
Talk
Live.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I was calling in about the Connecticut shootings. Well,
yeah.
Pretty much all the shootings in general.
What are your thoughts on those?
Well, the when people immediately, you said it earlier, want a response or a change, you know, something to prevent this in the future, and they immediately go for the guns. But like you mentioned, the gun-free zone, well, 87% of gun crimes in 2011 were committed with unregistered guns. So the gun laws would affect technically less than 13% of registered gun owners. You know, so I hate to see that. And they go to push for, you know, ammunition or gun taxes. But really, most criminals get illegal weapons illegally. So
yeah, right.
That's the majority of that is affecting, you know, law-abiding citizens that are protecting themselves and others. And you mentioned having the gun-free zone in the schools. I don't know necessarily in schools, but I'm pretty sure if there was no gun-free zones, you know, or 75% more people carried handguns in public, you know, if there's guns at the banks, the schools, the malls, you know, I think that would get guys that, you know, because this guy doesn't have a violent history, I think that would have a lot bigger effect of guys that just break one day and want to go on a shooting if there's more people with...
Well, it's funny that they think they can put up a sign at a school and make it a drug-free zone. It's not a drug-free zone,
yeah,
and it's also
that for
not
a
gun-free zone either.
Yeah, someone made a comment the other day and was like, we need to totally outlaw guns in America to stop these
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, and I commented back and said, yeah, like cocaine and heroin, you know?
Yeah, thanks, James, for the call tonight.
There are more guns in this country than there are people.
Yeah.
How in the world do you think you're going to get rid of them all is beyond me. I mean, people aren't going to get, you know, this country, if getting rid of guns works, and, you know, there's a lot of good arguments for people saying things like, well, you know, Hitler got rid of the guns and Mao got rid of the guns. There's arguments in that place.
I don't know. Government doesn't seem to need to disarm people because they already have such bigger weapons than any
that
civilian could have.
I am for disarmament. Let's start with the government.
There you go. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's our number. Call us with your thoughts on guns or anything else that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Mark.
We are kicking off the last segment of tonight's program, but if you want to get your call in, there's still time for you to do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
Just stumbling over there? I'm sorry.
855-450-3733. And of course,
it spells free, that 3733.
Indeed, yes.
And some telephone button numbered things.
It's kind of rare now that you have a phone that has the letters and the numbers at the same time. I think that's gone out of vogue a little bit, but hey, we give it to you both ways just in case.
Yeah, it's probably true that most people are calling us on like their Skype or their their smartphone or something like that.
Could be.
But somebody's picking up that rented Ma Bell phone from the mid-60s, like early 60s, where they have to tick, 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 tick.
You know, I saw one of those that was, it's basically a faux antique phone with a rotary telephone, and it has a little, you know, handle that you pick up and put up to your ear with the speaker and
that's
the microphone.
That's great. Boy, I'd love that in my house.
And you know, well... Well, the thing is, you plug your iPhone or Android phone into it, and you pick up the receiver, and it's supposed to be you get less radiation or something like that into your brain.
I see.
I don't know why anyone would want that, but some people do.
A friend of mine has one of those things hanging in their kitchen, you know, the sort of the old-timey phone-looking thing, and I suppose it's fine if you want to have some short conversation. I know we used to be tied to the wall at my house when I was a kid, but I just can't imagine people put up with it now.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Mark, let's go to the phones. I think we have an old friend on the line. Ed in Tennessee, is that you?
Hey, Stephanie and Mark.
Hey, Ed, it's good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a while.
It sure has. Good talking to y'all. Hey,
yeah, what's on your mind?
Deja vu all over again, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, with the gun thing, huh?
Gun. Look, Steph, this couldn't happen to me again. This guy I read, if this is accurate reporting, he couldn't get a gun, so he stole his mother's handgun and I guess that other gun. So, see, if you don't have a gun, they can't steal it and use it against somebody you love.
Well, yeah, that much is true. They may steal someone else's gun.
It's one of the most stolen items in America.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's got the gun, hey, they can't steal my gun.
Because you don't have one. Yeah. You're fond of saying that you don't need them.
Statement, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws would have guns. So what? They're the only ones going to use them anyway.
Yeah,
many of them.
Don't people want to use, I get why one would want to make a personal decision not to have a gun, Ed, but, I mean, you have to admit that guns are used to stop crime sometimes, right?
I don't know. I've never had to use one to stop a crime.
I've never used one to stop a crime either.
It probably would have been a shooting. If everybody has a gun, there's going to be a shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a heated argument, a fight, a fist fight, if neither one of you are armed, you're not going to get shot.
That's true.
I'm confused about something, Ed. Are you saying that you believe that a government should, basically take everyone's guns away, or are you just saying that you think people should give them up?
I think you should just don't own a gun. They can't steal your gun and use it if you don't own them. These people are gun nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, look, and perfect example, you always hear, too, from the gun side, you can use a knife, a baseball bat. Well, use them. Perfect example, China. The guy used a knife. He didn't kill anybody, but he cut 22 people.
Yeah.
Just think if he'd had an AR-15.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's a ridiculous argument. And then they're going to use the gun against the government. Another ridiculous argument.
Yeah, that is ridiculous to think you could use it against the cops. They are much bigger.
They have a military right now as we speak. They can take like 50 trained soldiers. They could wipe out communities. Night after night after night. They cut your power. They do everything. They lay a grid down. They got drones the size of a wasp.
Yep, they do. Now, I don't know if it'll kill you, but it'll certainly keep an eye on you until the drone the size of a man comes along.
Fire drone, drop a bomb on you.
Yeah, that much is true.
All this is insanity.
I agree with something that I heard on Free Talk Live the other night, which was kind of a discussion about the Second Amendment. And, it was kind of intended for people to resist tyranny in the form of government oppression. Right. But at the time, it wasn't that the military had these super powerful weapons that could way outnumber anybody's handgun or rifle.
They had training. They had the will to use it.
Yeah. It was sort of more equal between the people.
The Second and Third Amendment, that's anachronistic. They're ridiculous today, to me.
Now, what's the third? Is that quartering
soldiers?
To deter crime. Crime has never been lowered. A lot of these people talking about crime, murder's steadily been dropping.
I try to avoid it myself.
Murder is lower.
Why do you think it's dropping?
Lower and lower.
Now, one thing that's for sure, Ed, though, is in the last 30 years, gun restrictions have diminished, not increased. So what do you think the reason... Yeah, absolutely.
Because people have more sense. And remember, I love this quote from Thomas Paine. Time makes more converts than reason.
Yeah.
So what are they being converted to?
Sanity.
Nonviolence.
They're more peaceful. They're more not. Think about it. The young people, they're less homophobic.
Yeah.
They're less racist.
Yeah, they're less likely to beat their kids and all kinds of things. Less religious.
There's fewer spankings now.
Yeah.
Guess who does
still a lot, spankings? But fewer than there used to be.
What race does the most spankings?
We can't answer that right now, Ed. We got another call I want to squeeze in before the end. Thank you for that. I didn't want to get his race baiting comment there. Let's go quickly to Ron in Omaha, Nebraska. Ron, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I was just kind of noticing tonight I was doing a little Christmas shopping in a Walmart and went by the game arcade.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of video games out there that kids play with a lot of killing, shooting and killing people and destroying buildings and destroying vehicles, and I haven't heard that brought up any.
The military uses them as recruiting tools in some cases, with the Call of Duty and all that.
They certainly use them as recruiting tools, but I'd like to point out that, as a matter of fact, we just read a report on crime in California, youth crime in California, is the lowest it's been since 1954. We're talking about, the big kahuna and, Elvis on the beach in California. All these times, there's crime was higher than it is today with the Bloods and the Crips running around in California. So I tend to think that it's not the video games.
Right.
I really do. I think there's a North quote out there about some guy named North who was talking in front of Congress about these darn high color comic books are driving the kids crazy. And it was Dungeons and Dragons and AC/DC when I was a kid.
Or the dancing, you know, the previous generation always says the next generation's dancing is too sexual.
And I get why people say that video games are different. I get why they say
they are different.
Because they are different. And they are photorealistic. And you can see why that might program somebody to do such a thing. But the evidence is that violent crimes is on the decrease.
Some of the kids playing these games are not all of our kids either, but man, they're just so intense.
They are intent on it, and
well, that brings up the question of, could this be a chicken and egg situation? Like, is a person who wants to play violent video games already inclined toward violence or desensitized to it, and that's why they're seeking out those games, or are the games pulling them in that direction? I don't know, honestly. What do you think?
I'm against gun control. I think we need some more laws. I think the country is just so saturated with guns now. I mean, these states have, like Florida has a turn in your gun and get a gift card, you know, or a pair of...
Oh, yeah, that's a good deal.
The gun buyback programs. Yeah.
Ron,
how many drug dealers are turning in their guns or their, you know...
I would guess zero. Maybe they get rid of the crappy guns and keep the good ones for themselves. And thanks for the call, Ron.
Here in Keene, I'm going to run a Bearcat buyback program. I'm going to go out there Square during the peace vigil that we have on every Saturday, and I'm going to hold up a sign that allows anyone to bring in their Bearcat. The government here got a free Bearcat from the Department of Homeland Security. I'm going to let them turn it in for, I don't know, $150. And I'll just get them a gift card right there for their Bearcat. Ian and I happened to be in a movie called Playing Columbine. You can go find it. And it was really about the same situation with video games and that kind of thing. And I really do think that, throughout human history, it's probably always been the older generation has wondered about the habits of the younger generation. I have a good friend of mine who's was raised Old Order Amish. And those Old Order Amish guys did not like the way their young boys were acting. I mean, these kids had never listened to a radio.
That's devil technology, Mark.
Right. So, I mean, it happens everywhere with every generation.
Thanks for listening to our show tonight. This is Free Talk Live. You can find our website at freetalklive.com. Archives will be posted there later. And Ian and Mark will be back in 21 hours. Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.